Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. This week's podcast is titled, The Central Bank Time Machine is Broken. Last week, I talked about how global central banks have created an economic time machine, sort of, by forcing 17, that's what the number is now, $17 trillion worth of bond yields below 0%, which is now 30% of the entire developed world's supply. Now, today, I will explain how the time machine they have built has broken down. In parts of the developed world, individuals are now being incentivized to consume their savings today rather than being rewarded for deferring consumption tomorrow. In effect, time has been flipped upside down. These same central bankers then broke that time machine by guaranteeing investors they will never cease printing money until inflation has been firmly and permanently inculcated into the economy. They have printed $22 trillion worth of new credit in search of this stupid goal since 2008. This figure is still growing by the day. But by doing so, they have destroyed capitalism. Freedom is dying, not by some red army, but by central banks. This is because the savings and investment dynamic, which is the backbone of capitalism, only functions when savings gets rewarded. No sane person would defer consumption today in order to be assured that they will be able to consume less of it tomorrow. Without savings, there can be no investment, and without investment, there can be no productivity. And since productivity accounts for half of GDP, so there's productivity, and then there's labor force growth. Half of that equation is productivity. Without it, there will be a massive reduction of the goods and services available to absorb the increased money supply that is being created. This will serve to significantly increase the rate of inflation. That is where the time machine breaks down. Owning negative yielding debt can only make a modicum of sense in the context of unbridled deflation, because it would make real yields positive. However, owning negative yielding debt that guarantees losses if held to maturity, while the rate of inflation is positive and is being forced yet higher by central banks, is untenable and the apogee of irrationality. According to Bank of America Merrill Lynch, investment-grade corporate debt outside of the U.S., so not sovereign debt, investment-grade corporate debt ex-U.S. now stands at $27.8 trillion, with the yield on that debt of just, and I'm going to repeat this twice because I want to make sure you don't miss this. $27.8 trillion of corporate debt outside the United States, the yield on that debt is just 0.11%. That's right. You heard me correctly. The yield on investment-grade corporate debt that's not U.S. dollar-denominated debt, 0.11%. And there are $1 trillion worth of corporate debt now with a negative yield. The central bank's goal of inflation targeting ensures the destruction of capitalism and will lead to an economic collapse such as never before witnessed. This process can be seen in the fact that the German government just sold 869 million euros of 30-year bonds with a negative yield for the first time in history. However, the problem was it tried to dump 2 trillion euros of 30-year sovereign debt and was able to only get off 43% of the offering. That is known as a failed auction and offers proof that the central bank time machine is broken. only the ECB could accept, European Central Bank, could accept negative rates regardless of where real yields are. However, investors can accept negative yields when the average year-over-year consumer price inflation in the European Union has increased by 1.6% in the past 12 months. Since nominal rates are negative and real rates are even further below zero, the chance of an absolute global bond market crash is rising dramatically by the day. That bubble is going into extreme twilight zone degrees. Turning to the U.S., the core rate on CPI increased by 2.2% year over year in July and has been above 2% for the past 17 months. While nominal treasuries still provide an historically minuscule nominal yield, the real yield on such debt is negative across the entire curve. A negative real yield in the U.S. doesn't make sense in the context of a Fed that wants to push inflation sustainably above 2%. This is especially true given the solvency concerns associated with owning treasuries and indeed all sovereign debt. The U.S. in particular faces trillion-dollar annual deficits indefinitely, and the national debt now stands at $22.5 trillion, which is 105% of GDP, and get this, 661% of total federal revenue. Don't look at GDP. Look at federal revenue, what we take in. We cannot tax all of our GDP, $20 trillion in GDP, because no one would work if your labor was being taxed at 100%. We can only tax pretty much what we tax. Well, what we tax, okay, the debt is 661% of what we can are able to generate through taxation. That's insolvency. Indeed, the entire globe has become debt disabled and totally dependent upon interest rates that are perpetually decreasing. Global debt has soared to $250 trillion, a record 320% of GDP. It has nearly doubled in the past 10 years alone. Central banks have increased the base money supply by $22 trillion in that same time frame in order to make this debt load appear solvent. What governments don't understand is once that 633% increase in global money supply begins to catch fire, inflation will start to run intractable. This means the collapse of the global bond market is sadly inevitable. It's not something I think might happen. It's going to happen. Mean reversion in nature always occurs. It's going to happen. It happens always in the stock market. It's a mathematical certainty. We are going to mean revert yields in the bond market. And mean reversion now means a spike in rates like we've never before seen in history. The sad truth is that there's almost nothing central banks can do now except pursue hyperinflation by using the modern monetary theory and universal basic income applied to fiscal policy. In other words, helicopter money to keep asset prices and the global economy from collapsing. The reason? Consumers, businesses, and governments have become so saturated with debt that reducing interest rates no longer boosts consumption. They cannot afford the principal at any interest rate, not even slightly less than zero. And that, by the way, is where most central banks are already. This broken time machine is slowing. This broken time machine is beginning to show up in the data. It has pushed the cash, and let me spell that, the cash, CASS freight index. It's basically a measurement of North American rail and truck volumes. That is down 0.8% in July from the month prior, marking the eighth month of declines and a drop of nearly 6% from a year ago. So if the volume of freight moved by trucks and rail is down by 6% year over year. How really strong do you think the U.S. economy really is? According to the IHS Markit's Flash U.S. Purchasing Managers report, the manufacturing PMI dropped below the 50 mark for the first time in almost a decade in August, and the services purchasing managers index in the same period slumped to 50.9 from 53 in July. Last Thursday, the BLS revised its count for new jobs created in 2018. And through March of 2019. So the BLS revised its count for net new jobs created in 2018 all the way through March of 2019. The result was an overstatement of jobs by 501,000 employees. It was the largest revision from the BLS since 2009. So let's sum all this up, all this dysfunction up, in case you're still not aware. Global growth has stagnated, and there is a manufacturing recession worldwide. The U.S. manufacturing sector is contracting, and the service sector is approaching that same condition, according to the IHS Markit data for August. Year over year, S&P 500 earnings per share growth has crashed to the flat line, according to FactSet. The best recession predictor, which is the spread between the Fed funds rate and the 10-year note, has been inverted negative for the past 4 months. Forget about the 210 that just inverted and it's getting worse. That's always follows the inversion of the Fed funds rate, the 10-year note. The trade war with China is intensifying and the yuan is dropping precipitously. Aggregate global debt has soared by over $70 trillion since 2008. Central banks have printed $22 trillion in the past decade to keep all of this insolvent debt from crashing. But now central banks have reached their limit to lower borrowing costs and the economy has reached a debt-saturated condition. The savings and investment dynamic is going extinct thanks to the broken central bank time machine. That same broken time machine is leading to a bond market supernova. Beginning August 1st, this past August 1st, through October 30th, we are in what I call an economic dead zone. 3 months where there will be most likely only one 25 basis point rate cut from the Fed. And the trade war is slated to rapidly intensify. That 25 basis point reduction isn't nearly enough to revert the plunging yield curve or to placate an apprehensive Wall Street. This period is a perfect time where there will be a significant chance for a major decline in stocks. For now, the playbook is to continue to profit from owning gold. Okay, owning gold has been, and I'm not just talking about miners, I'm talking about owning gold, physical gold. Miners are much more volatile, it's not the perfect quadrant for that. Sector 5 is the perfect quadrant for owning gold. Miners, owning gold, physical gold is what you would own in quadrant or sector 1. The playbook is to continue to profit from owning gold, bond and bond proxies, and shorts, until the trade war gets resolved and or the Fed gets the Fed funds rate below the expected rate of inflation. For those of you that are clients, be confident that I am actively monitoring all of these dynamics just for you. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse.
Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.